Sin Samen Hey Sif Gimel. Okay, Mabi Shenifratz Bimilu Oy Lachotzer. Says the Mabi, at the end of the Mabi, there's a Chotzer, and the Mabi has. So at one end of the Mabi is the two regular walls of the Mabi. The back wall, instead of emptying out into having a wall there, there's a Chotzer there instead. And the whole wall is missing. The whole back wall is missing. The front wall, the opening of the Mabi out to the Rishus HaRabim has a regular lechi there, etc., or a kerub, but the back wall is missing. And it's totally open. It's nifrat b'malu'ah, I mean, there's no wall at all in the back. You can't count it like any type of lechi or anything of that sort. And b'nifrat l'chotzer mitzad ha'sheni l'rishus HaRabim. And the chotzer, on the other side, mm-hmm. opens up into the Rishus HaRabim, and it has an opening into the Rishus HaRabim. So the chotzer, see if it looks. I'm not sure to see the picture. Okay. So now the sif is going to go through a few different possibilities. Let's take a look at the Mishabura in Sifkat and Yud Beis because he gives an introduction to the sif. Sifkat and Yud Beis. Mipnei shesif zeh yesh bo harbe pratim l'chein aktim hakdama kitzora. Because this sif has a lot of details, let's give it a little bit, give an introduction. Who? Yedua misimin shin samartal. We saw in the last simon, the mavi ham a foolish rishus harabim chomer mishenim a foolish. The fact that it's open at both ends to rishus harabim creates halachas which you don't have in the case of a mavi which is closed. What is that? The tzarich b'tzuras a pesach misad echad. The has to be tzuras a pesach on one end. Vivuyer b'sifzeh. So now we're going to add the following. So it's supposed to the Mavi opening up into the Rishus HaRabim. There's a Chotzer between the Mavi and the Rishus HaRabim. V'nifritz HaChotzer Mishnei Tzadav. It's open on both ends. Ke'eser Amos. The size of an opening of 10 Amos. V'nishiru Gipufin Mikan Mikan. There is an extension of the wall still remaining on both sides. It means the Chotzer is wider than the Mavi. And the walls of the chutzner could potentially function as saying that there's walls there.
What's kipufin mean?
Kipufin means when you open up an opening and there's some wall left on both sides of the opening, that little part which extends out, which is considered the remainder. Turkey had a wall here and you broke through. Mm-hmm. So what's left on the two sides is called kipufin.
Okay.
Kipufin, right? Okay, so nimsa the oimed b'mavi roya rishus harabim connect. The person who stands in the mavi can see directly into the rishus harabim. There's no wall blocking it. The hoya lechotzer doifen acher kim doifen hamavi hanichlis b'soichoi. There's no other wall than that wall on that side and the wall on the other side. So now ma'adinu shemavi bechotzer imut l'taltul ban. So what this tip is going to deal with is, are you allowed to carry in this situation in the Mavi, and are you allowed to carry in this situation in the Chotzer? What are the questions? Ulai, maybe. Neither in HaMavi, Machmazekim, a foolish or Sosarabim. We should therefore give the Mavi the status of being open-ended into Rishon Sarabim, which would then require you have to make it through a Pesach on one end. We worry about Sheyesh Chiluk. So now that's what we would consider. So now, Dr. Mishabura, so what do we say in that? We will clarify in this Sif, here in Sif Gimel, Sheesh Chilik, in Pirtzes HaChotzer, Shal Tzad HaShiz HaRabim, Mechubin, Kenega Pirtzes HaChotzer, Shal Tzad HaMavi, Ozdin and Kimafulash, Be Loi Loi. If the two openings are totally in sync with each other, well, in that picture, the opening of the Mavi and the opening of the Chotzer out to Rishus HaRabim are just directly one and the other. Mm-hmm. So that then the law is we will deal with this Mavi like a Mavi Mefulish. If, however, they're staggered, mm-hmm. So the opening of the Mavi is not directly opposite the opening of the Chotzer into Rishus HaRabim, mm-hmm. So then we do not deal with it as a Mavi Mefulish. Mm-hmm. Now, again, haloi anche achotzer, yicham lesser love imloi erv yachad. The second issue which we have to deal with is was there an eruv between the Bnei HaChotzer and the Mavi, and how does that impact the status of the Mavi, and how does it impact the status of the Chotzer? Vechadin Lenin HaChotzer, Haloi Poros HaShasarav. And then the next, last issue is, what is the status of the Chotzer? Which has this opening out into HaShasarav. Theoretically, really, it's a freestanding issue. The case of a chotzer, which is, has one of its side, which the face of Mishnah Rabbah has a break in it. What is the status of the chotzer vis-a-vis Mishnah Rabbah? But it's being discussed here in context of this greater question. Okay. So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch deals with is in a case where there was an eruv chatzeres issue. So Nachum was a mavish and difference between meluyah lechotzer and difference of chotzer mitzad hashenim shesurav. Im loy ervu bnei chotzer im amavi bnei amavi. So the bnei chotzer did not combine and join with the bnei amavi into one erev. So lachos chotzer mutter, the chotzer is mutter. So nifrat neged pirtzas amavi. Even if the opening of the mavi. And the opening of the Rishas Rabim are parallel to each other, directly, so you can really flow straight through from the Mavi to Rishas Rabim. We still would deal with the Chotzer as a separate entity from the Mavi, and the Chotzer will be allowed to carry. You'll be allowed to carry inside of the Chotzer. As far as the Chotzer is concerned, they're not larger than 10 Amos, so therefore they're considered a doorway. And doorway does not make it I have to combine with the person next door to me. I can ignore the person next door and say, well, I'm just dealing with this inside over here. There's a door to the next door. I don't have to, combine him. As far as the chutz is concerned, we deal with these openings as doorways. Now, if had it been so that you lost the whole wall of the chotzer, one wall was totally removed from the chotzer, so now you have a problem. There's a pierce in the whole wall. So that's a different story. You would have a problem that you can't carry there. Over here, the chotzer really has walls on all four sides. Mm-hmm. Just it has an opening in it. The opening was 10 amos or less, so you're fine. Okay. So that's it's mutter even if the pirtza of the mavi and the pirtza of the chotzer are parallel to each other. Filo baki be rabim, even though there's a flow of traffic coming through, and we said before by a mavi, when you have a pesach of a mavi, which the rabim comes through, that can impact the status of the pesach of the mavi. It doesn't apply to a chotzer. So the status of the chotzer is, even though the rabbim be flowing through there, it's still a chotzer. As long as the opening is not more than 10 amos wide. That's the status of the chotzer. What's of the mavi? So the problem of the mavi is osur. The law of the mavi you cannot carry, even if the opening to the shazam is staggered and not across from the opening of the mavi into the chotzer. So the mavi goes into the chotzer over here, and the opening to the shazam is here, or here, or here. Right? Doesn't make a difference. The chotzer, the mavi is still also to carry. Why is the mavi also to carry? The kem shel ervu im mavi. It's totally opened into an area which it cannot carry. In some ways, it's totally opened because, as far as it's concerned, there's no wall there anymore. As far as from its viewpoint, its back wall is totally lost. So you have a situation where it's totally porous into an area which is also for it to carry. So poritz, the makom also law asurs. Right? So that's the rule we're saying over here, that if it's something that's totally poritz, something that's totally broken open to an area which is prohibited for it to carry, makes it also to carry in the original area also. So the chotzer is also to carry, and the chotzer is mutter to carry. The chotzer is mutter to carry, and the movi, b'nei movi cannot carry in this movi. That's if there was no iruv between the b'nei hachotzer and the b'nei hamovi. So you with us? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Separate but not equal.
Correct. Okay. Now the question is like this. We had this idea before. I guess the best way to just describe this is we had this idea before that there's two ways of looking at something. So here's a situation where the Mavri is here, Chatzar is here, that's it, that's there. Right, to say, well, the Chatzar can carry and the Mavri can't carry. But that's if you're why? Because it's totally open. That's if you're standing here, you don't see any wall at all. If you're standing here, you see wall.
Yeah.
And we discussed before that once that's true, you can count these walls as the that this side has a wall, and therefore it's closed off, and that'll be matter the moment. It's near mibachutz, but near mibifnim. It was the case we had before. You're standing outside of the case over there. There was no chotzer, it was just Rishus HaRabim here. Mm-hmm. But there was wall continuing. So we said that's a case of when you're standing outside of the mavi, you could see the door. Mm-hmm. You see the walls, and therefore this is walls. This is a doorway. It's 5 amos wide. Right? There's walls on both sides, and there's a doorway. Even though somebody standing inside cannot see, that's called a valid doorway. So now, what's the problem over here? We're saying that the Bnei Chatzar can carry because they have walls on all sides, but the Bnei Mavi can't carry because it's totally open. Well, it's only totally open if you're looking at it from this direction. If you're looking here this way, it's not totally open. There's walls on both sides with an opening. So the case was, which we had this idea before, let's say this, like this. The walls of the Mavi extend into the Chatzar a little bit. So you can't use the walls of the Chatzar. So he said if it goes past three Tvachim in, we can't use the walls of the Chatzar as the walls of the Mavi because the Mavi extends further. Mm-hmm. Right? See what you follow what I'm saying?
What do you mean because the Mavi?
If the wall of the Mavi extended into the Chatzar.
Oh, that little bit?
A little bit, three, let's say, three Tvachim more. So now, I can't count this wall over here as the wall of the Mavi because the Mavi extends further. Mm-hmm. Okay, Shenichlus of Kersle HaMavi B'Chatzar. The walls of the Mavi extend into the Chatzar. I think I've got to stop here. I've got to go down. Okay, let's stop.